The gospel is taken from Mark, chapter 10, verses 35 to 45. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." Jesus replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right hand and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. When I read this or I hear this passage, I am always appalled at the sons of Zebedee's request of Jesus. Jesus has just told them very clearly what was going to happen to him when they got to Jerusalem. "The Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and scribes, beaten, mocked, condemned to death, and crucified." And what is their response? It's not, "Let's turn back, let's not go to Jerusalem, or let's go somewhere where you will be safe." No, their response is, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." Today the response might be, "Really? Really?" Jesus does not respond the way you and I might respond. He responds, as he usually does, by turning things back to the questioner. He responds in a way that makes them pause and think about what it is that they are really asking. Just as an aside, be very careful when you call Jesus teacher, because you can be sure he will teach you something. Jesus asks two pivotal questions today, not just for the sons of Zebedee, but he asks them for all of us. "What do you wish me to do for you? And can you drink the cup that I will drink?" What do we wish God to do for us? James and John answer the question by requesting to sit at his left and at his right. It is clear that they don't get what it is that Jesus is about. They were expecting a revolution in which Jesus would conquer the Romans and reestablish the earthly rule of King David. And they wanted to be important people after the revolution. But Jesus had a different plan in mind. Then the next question, "Can you drink the cup that Jesus will drink? Can you empty it to the dregs? Can you taste all the sorrows and joys? Can you live your life to the full, whatever it will bring?" That's taken from Henry Nouwen, "Can you drink the cup?" Can you drink all the sorrows, all the joys? Can you empty it to the dregs? and you live your life to the full, whatever it will bring. What Jesus offered the sons of Zebedee, the disciples, and us, was a way of living as a disciple of Jesus. There is an obsession with having power today. For Jesus, it wasn't important who had the power, who was in charge, or who had worldly influence. What was important was the attitude of the disciple. What you did with your power was important. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." We are called to discipleship. And I believe that we really mean it when we say that we want to be true disciples and followers of Jesus. We don't want to give to Jesus a watered-down commitment or a less-than-enthusiastic response. But sometimes, we find ourselves incorporating and choosing society values into and over and above our religious ones. And just as water and oil don't mix, neither can we mix or blend the values of our world when they go against the ones that come from God. What is your answer to Jesus today when he asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" Don't answer too quickly. Pray over your response. Think carefully about it. Weigh the pros and cons of it. It is not as easy as you might think. It would be a wonderful conversation to have with your family or a group of friends. What is it that we want God to do for us today? Then spend time with today's questions. Can you drink the cup that Jesus drank? Can you empty it to the dregs? Can you taste all the sorrows and joys? Can you live your life to the full, whatever it will bring? Can you be a disciple of Jesus?